Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, November 9th. In studio with me this morning, Carol Buckman of Christian Friends of New Americans. Carol, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Glad to have you in studio today talking about the upcoming event with CFNA. You brought along a friend with you this morning, Charlie Cassiano. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you, Andy. It's so great to be with you. Thanks for having us in studio today with yourself and Jonathan and your listeners on the air.
Glad to have you here today and learning more about CFNA. Charlie, how did you get involved with Christian Friends of New Americans?
Boy, that's a great question. I don't really remember. It's one of those things. I've known Carol and Al Buckman for a very long time, Andy, and you know, you see the work that they've done around the world in missions. We do worship together at the same congregation at Concordia. And so as they kind of began to share the news of CFNA and what was happening here in St. Louis, as so many refugees that are invited to our country by our government to bring them out of very difficult situations around the world, Carol and Alan both saw just such a great need to. And what a blessing. They no longer have to travel to share the gospel, that many people were being brought to our own doorstep. And they took the initiative to serve them and to share what was going on and gave many of us an opportunity to join them in their efforts.
Carol, what are the needs here in the St. Louis neighborhoods that CFNA is able to meet? What, just paint a picture for us of what the needs are for refugees, those who are coming to the St. Louis area.
Well, the refugees that are coming often come by airplane, and they arrive with one suitcase, and they often do not speak the language, have very limited use of English, if any. And the International Institute welcomes them and gives them rent for about, via the federal government, gives them rent for about 3 months. And they're in low-income housing. This is usually a high crime rate. So there are safety issues and countless cultural issues. We always ask people when we meet them, how can we help you? And try to address those needs. Now, our programs, we have a lot of them to do to address those needs.
And so how does CFNA meet those needs? What are some of the ways that Christian Friends of New Americans is welcoming these folks?
Well, we have after-school tutoring for the kids from 6 to 18 years old on Tuesday and Thursday evening. There, we normally have about 35 kids at each of those sessions, but this past week we had 50 at each session because one of our long-term clients brought them in, and they're from Syria. And there are some Syrians that are living around the Peace Center and are able to come to activities. Most of them have been located in the Haudemont area in North St. Louis, but there are some that we can reach. So we have the after-school tutoring. We also have health and wellness screening. Our screening on Saturday was we served 41 clients. And that is interesting because we give a very simple screening, but we also ask them what medical needs do you have? And our registrar will help them get appointments and get drivers, that sort of thing. We also have Heart to Heart, which is part of the LWML. It's a women's Bible study. And we have, we study one of the women of the Bible each month. We have servant events, family to family, their worship services. We also do furniture delivery and clothing, food, just about whatever is needed, we try to do.
Charlie, what are some of the ways that you've been involved with CFNA? How are some of the ways that you serve as a volunteer?
My background is a CPA, so you look at me and you're like, well, what the heck are you doing here, right? But as I mentioned before we came on air, it's just such a delight to draft in behind Al and Carol and the work that they do. Just having the ability to share my professional skills with the organization, from an organizational perspective, from a financial management perspective, from planning, with regard to our limited resources and how best to use them, and just being a sounding board. And it's really kind of fun for me because my daughter, Darcy, who's a middle school teacher just up the street at a Lutheran school, she has volunteered in the past in the after-school tutoring program and English as a second language, and my wife has volunteered. She's a registered nurse by trade and has volunteered in the past in the health and wellness screenings. There's just so many needs that need to be addressed, and people, as they come to this country, not knowing our laws, not knowing our culture, many not even knowing the language, there's so many great ways for each of us to plug in. We've each been gifted by the Lord with just such unique gifts that when you take a step back and you consider the needs of just how we might be able to help our everyday neighbors that live across the street from us or next door, obviously there are ways for us to put those gifts together. But then when you consider folks that come to our country looking for a new life, many of them who have never even heard the name of Jesus, boy, what a great opportunity and what joy it is to work side by side with Carol and Al in this effort.
Where do the volunteers come from that are a part of CFNA? There are a number of volunteers, people who help, whether it's through tutoring, the health screening, and a number of other events and ways that we serve these new neighbors. Carol, where do these volunteers come from?
Most of them come from the local Lutheran churches. We welcome others who come from SLU or tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we'll have students coming from the St. Louis College of Pharmacy. We welcome others to come. But most of our tutors and volunteers are from the local Lutheran churches. And we put a very high priority as we give furniture, as we give food, as we do our health and wellness screenings, our after-school tutoring, we give a very high priority to time with Jesus, where a volunteer can share through spontaneously or with a planned Bible study about the love of Jesus and the care for him.
It takes, as Charlie pointed out, it takes resources in order to provide this support and care for our neighbors. And one of the ways that you do that is through some fundraising events. And you have one coming up in the near future. Charlie, you want to tell me about that event that's coming up not too long from now?
Sure. It's, I believe, this Saturday, right, Carol?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday we have a trivia night here just down the street at Webster Gardens Lutheran Church. And it's a great opportunity to gather in fellowship, have some fun, some laughs along the way, meet some of our new Americans that have joined us as partners, and many of whom have chosen to be baptized and walk in the faith. And it's just a great celebration, an opportunity to gather. And we invite you to join us. There's still plenty of opportunity to join us. We will make room. We will make room for anyone who wants to be there. And I know Pastor Joel Christensen will do everything in his power to make sure that everyone is accommodated.
So when we say trivia night, this is really, that's a popular St. Louis event for fundraisers, but it's not just trivia. What else is going on at this event?
Well, there's a lot happening. We also started, several years ago, we started a bingo part of this so that new Americans could come and wouldn't be challenged by the English part of it. We also have the supper is included, Italian muscatoli, and Rich and Charlie's has very generously donated salad and bread. Ladies in the Bible classes are making cookies. We have Claire the Clown coming to entertain at bingo. She's from Everyday Circus, and we have an auction. Included in the auction is a certificate, $120 certificate, to learn how to fly through the air on a trapeze. And the lady from, I laughed about this, and the lady from Everyday Circus said, I have a lady who's 90 years old and comes in every week to practice. So you're never too old. Then other auction items, Pastor Greg Smith from Christ Memorial has donated a three-hole golf thing. I'm not a golfer. I'm not using the right terms. But it's a wonderful opportunity. And we just have all kinds of auction things available. We're also having an artist originally from Macedonia, Vesna Valeska, and she will paint a mural during our event and auction it off.
Wow. Sounds like a fun time. Yeah. This is coming up on November 12th, right?
Yes, Saturday, so this weekend. November 12th.
What time does it start? What time do the doors open?
Doors open at 5:15, and there's also free babysitting, so it's for the whole family.
Bring the whole gang, and how do we register for the event? What do we need to know? Tickets and things like that. What do we need to know about that?
It's a very inexpensive evening. We want to and have you invite your friends, especially new Americans. We would love to see them. You may call me at 517-8513, and that's a 314 exchange. 517-8513, or you can register online at Christian Friends of New Americans, which is CFNA-STL.org.
And we talked a little bit about the silent auction, still looking for items to auction off at the event as well?
Well, if you bring them very quickly, yes.
Yeah, all right.
That would be great.
Very good. Charlie, what are you looking forward to most about this event?
Well, it's just a super evening where people gather, we have fun, we have fellowship. As Carol mentioned, we have the opportunity to share bread together, break bread together, and enjoy a nourishment for our physical bodies. But at the same time, it's just the nourishment of our souls, being there with brothers and sisters in Christ, helping each of us to be equipped and trained and grow in the faith and be affirmed in our faith. It's just a great night to celebrate.
Carol, how about you? What are you looking forward to most?
In regard to trivia?
To the event, yes, the trivia night.
Oh, yes, just seeing old friends and making new ones and sharing, celebrating the love of Christ that's given so generously.
What are you hoping this event will enable Christian Friends of New Americans to do? What do you hope this fundraiser will enable you to do, allow you to do here and in the future?
Well, I think it's really a very significant event for us, Andy, because it allows us to share the message of CFNA, the mission, and to allow those that are unfamiliar with the organization to see firsthand kind of the people that are being touched. Whether they need housing, food when they arrive, clothing, furniture, temporary housing, and to see how they're growing in the faith, and to see them begin to share the love of Jesus with others. It's just an interesting, fantastic evening, and really, for us, it's a great opportunity to allow those that are unfamiliar with CFNA to experience that firsthand and really get jazzed about it. It's a fun night. It's really a fun time, and it's okay to have fun when you're sharing the faith, right? And that's what Saturday night really is. It's a great opportunity for us. We will raise a little bit of funds, but as Carol said, it's pretty inexpensive. It's only $15 a person. For those that are ages 6 to 12, it's only 10. And for everyone under or 5 and under, it's free. We really are inviting people to come as community. And those charges are really just to cover our cost and to have a little bit of money left over at the end of the night to further the mission and ministry of CFNA.
Carol, do you have any stories of someone who has a new American, a refugee who's come to us who has really benefited from the new friends they've made through CFNA?
Well, there are so many stories. People come in and they they get their citizenship. They come and they're so excited. Nawal told me just 2 days ago that she had just gotten her citizenship. I was online to vote yesterday, and my neighbor, who also attended Concordia Kirkwood ASL classes, came up to me online, and she was voting and was very excited about that. So, but they're just countless stories. We've had over 150 baptisms and confirmations, and we see the people coming every Sunday morning to worship at the Peace Center. Well, not every, once a month they go to Ascension for they're part of the Ascension worship. And we just see these people growing in their faith. There are just so many touching stories. The little boy that came and asked my husband to have him tie his tie for a Christmas program because his dad wasn't there. He had a mom and seven sisters, but he was the only little boy and didn't have any idea how to tie his tie correctly. So
Dr. Buckman was able to help him out and help him tie that tie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have enjoyed hearing the stories and seeing the stories of many of these new neighbors coming and hearing the good news of Jesus and receiving that gift of baptism. It's been a joy to see that. And thanks to those who are involved with CFNA to taking the time just to welcome these neighbors, show them some love, some mercy, and invite them to come and hear the word of God. Well, Carol, it's always a privilege to get to spend some time with you. God's blessings on the event. Again, cfna-stl.org is the way to find out more information about the upcoming 9th Annual Trivia Night, November 12th this weekend, starting at 5:15 at Lutheran Church of Webster Gardens. Carol Buckman, thanks so much for talking with us about CFNA today.
Thank you for having us.
Charlie Cassiano, thanks so much for being my guest today, talking about your work with CFNA.
Thank you, Andy. It's been a real pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily Lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.